Yeah.
I think I'm gonna let the world know the truth, yo. You don't want me to shine.
Anyway.
You study my mom.
You don't know nothing about rap.
Then
I don't even know what I'm doing.
You lay your vocal after mine. You know that's a bitch move, right?
Yo, big time.
Something a homo host would do. You know that, right?
Yo, it's Big Thurm in the building, and I'm chilling with my nigga Rose Gang Jake. You know what I'm saying? Fucking getting it in. Excuse my ad lib all day, every day. You know what I mean?
It's your boy J Rose, though.
How you feeling, yo?
I feel good. I got my little, my drink and my two-step, you know?
That's important, to have your drink and your two-step.
Oh, so you have to have the two-step with the drink.
Well, definitely. If you got a two-step, you have to have the drink. If you got a drink, you don't necessarily have to have the two-step. You know what I mean?
So, a two-step without a drink is like uncivilized.
Absolutely.
Alright. Alright. So what if you have like a shot?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have then?
Oh, because you'll take the shot and you won't have a drink anymore.
Right.
Well, you have a drink in you, so I guess that's good enough.
Okay. I guess. Anyway. So,
You see what we do? We see what we do here on Excuse My Adam? We help motherfuckers out.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people didn't know that. I think we enlighten people, like, about life.
Start charging for this shit.
You know what I mean? I mean, I think that'll come, you know. I got a couple of sponsors hollering at me, you know.
Oh, Diddy. You got some deals on the table?
Yeah,
like
you know,
a rapper?
Yo, Diddy, you know what I mean? What's good, baby? I just got the phone with him, you know. It's all good. You know what I mean? He ain't gonna manage us, though.
Tight pants, no drugs. JB, what up, nigga?
Niggas is freeballing over there.
Yo, why did he say that, yo?
I guess that's when you know you made it.
So he must know that that's what Jay does when Jay goes to the beach with Beyonce.
You, like fans know yours.
Jay Z, what up, nigga? Yo, man, this is our favorite segment, Sweeping the Nation.
News,
you know what I mean?
News that we what did you say? How did you pronounce it?
Because you know we trying to be PC and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's news we don't give a fuck about, but I shorten the give a fuck to GAF, you know what I mean?
GAF?
Yeah, so then when we put on a website, you know, you don't come to our website and see the big four-letter word, fuck. But at the end of the day, it
GAF,
literally
huh?
is music GAF we
sounds,
don't give a fuck about.
GAF. That sounds like you're referring to, I don't know.
What?
GAF. It's kind of close to queef.
No, it's actually close to fag, because GAF backwards is fag.
I mean, I don't associate myself with those type of things.
News we don't Jamar about. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Should we call
it
that?
I see you got a lot of jokes. You know what? I'm going to let you live this week. I'm going to let you live. Because you have a lot of fucking jokes this week. But you know what?
Look, if it's true, it's not a joke.
You know what?
It's your week to shine, yo.
I have nothing. I have absolutely no rebuttal to your foolishness going on this week.
That's because he's a homo, folks. It comes out here on the shit where I live. But I'm not going to judge him. That's my man's. From way back.
Yep, I'm gay. I'm happy to do this show. I'm gay about Excuse My Adlib.
Can we get into news we don't gaff about?
Okay. And that's the only thing gay about me. All right?
God damn it, man.
Because I will murder.
Oh, shit.
All right?
Dig-a-leg-a-leg. Yo.
Richie F, nigga.
Yo, no. Yo.
No.
Yeah, you are Richie F.
No.
Yo, hold on real quick. Hold on.
So you sipping in the middle of the show now?
I had to say something to my sponsors. Yo, so let's get into this, yo. Let's get into the news that we don't gaff about, you know what I mean? Not like I'm in a rush or something, you know what I mean? I just got things to do, you know what I mean?
I think Shorty just did call, right?
No, she didn't. I got a kid, man. I got a kid, you know what I mean?
Shout out to the gay I just bought my little godson today.
Yo, yeah, my nigga Rose is definitely helping my nigga Joseph stay fly. Right. For those that don't know, my nigga Joseph is, you know what I'm saying, the newest addition to the motherfucking Trotman family, you know what I'm talking about?
Polo sneakers with the straps out, you know?
Polo socks and polo drawers.
Nike boots and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all day, baby.
So, you know, but let's go, let's get to the
news we don't gaff about?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, we could call it the gaff. The gaff daily. The daily gaff.
Yeah.
The weekend gaff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Daily gaff.
So Sean releases yet another diss record to 50. Are you listening?
Had a couple cover lines. Said he's going to be like Mike and Drop 50 in New York.
Wow. That's the best you can do after 10 years in jail?
I mean, I don't really understand it. I thought he was going to come out on some, like, peace, love, and happiness shit. But
seriously, you know, who are you?
You got to understand, he lost 10 years of his life, yo.
Should be upset.
He's stuck in 1999, yo.
But you diss 50? Why are you not dissing Puff?
Because remember, at one point in time, 50... Remember 50 was, like, in that freestyle? He was
yes,
like,
I do remember. Yeah, I remember all of that.
Yeah.
But... why are you not dissing Puff?
Because Puff is relevant. 50 is an easy target right now.
Okay, if you got 10 years of your life taken, and you went in on the whole, yo, I'm not snitching shit, and you know Puff was a fag, and you think he didn't give you the right lawyers, and now nothing can happen to you, why are you not dissing Puff?
Because it's politics.
Who's going to stop him from dissing Puff?
Politics. You don't think the rap game is politics?
Yes, but he can diss Puff.
I don't know. I think right now he's going for the easy target.
If I was Sean, I lost 10 years. I'm wilding on a nigga who I think is partly responsible.
It's a tough one, yo.
Then I Photoshop me smashing Jennifer Lopez.
Who cares about Jennifer Lopez?
He does. All he touches is J-Lo's. You hear that?
Who? Puff?
Puff is still referencing J-Lo. Many years later.
Isn't that crazy?
J-Lo must have put it on this nigga,
nah,
yo.
On the real, yo, J-Lo probably, you right. And then cook the Morosco for you after that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely.
Know what I mean?
In more news that we don't give a fuck about, Kid Cudi changed his name a second time.
His name or the name of his album?
Name of the album. His second album. That's dropping. I don't even know when the fuck it's dropping. But supposedly this is the second time he's changing the name. And now the name is Man on the Moon 2, The Legend of Mr. Rager.
Of Mr. Who?
Rager.
Is that his last name?
I don't know what it is.
He wears kilts, aka skirts.
He got kissed on stage by a dude.
Are you serious?
You didn't know about that?
No, I did not.
Remember when this nigga was on stage and somebody threw a wallet at him or whatever? He went in the crowd and snuffed him?
Yeah.
Or supposedly snuffed him? Yeah. Something else happened. A couple months later, while he's on stage performing, some dude runs up on the stage and, like, gives him a kiss on the cheek. But instead of snuffing him, he, like, was
embraced
like...
Embraced him?
Not embraced him. He was like, man, get out of here, you crazy.
He embraced him. All right, so, in other words, Kid Cudi makes decent music. He's a homo. Next.
Yo, Jigga's gonna be on Saturday Night Live in May. You gonna watch?
Most definitely. I don't... So, wait, alright. Let me get this right. From what I know of Saturday Night Live, right? Mm-hmm. That the people that come on there, they basically participate in a bunch of acts, skits and things like that, right? So does that mean that Jigga will be a part of these skits and acts?
And they usually pop in at the time.
Right.
I don't think Jay's going to be in the skits. He's probably going to be the musical guest.
That's it?
Probably. There's a lot of times, there's always a guest and there's always a musical guest. It just so happens Jay does music too.
So he will just be the musical guest on this show?
I don't know, because did you see when he was on Saturday Night Live last time and did a skit?
Did he?
You didn't see that?
I didn't see that.
What's his name from Talladega Nights? From
The White Boy?
Yeah,
Will Ferrell
was driving like a lowrider or some shit. Memphis Bleek is in the passenger seat. Beanie Siegel is in back of Bleek.
This is years ago then.
This is during the Rockefeller reign.
Okay.
Beanie Siegel's in back of Bleek and Jay is next to Beanie Siegel. And Jay is like, they're all passing around what looks like a blunt and smoking.
Right.
And Will Ferrell is talking about... Will Ferrell is talking about, like, fucking... Some he's, like, talking white boyish about hip-hop shit, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And at one point, he got Jay to, like, crack up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because Jay is in the back doing what Jay do.
Right.
His hat is mad low,
right.
And this nigga's pretending to smoke. Sieg is, you know what I'm saying, more into it, and Bleek is more into it. And obviously, Will Ferrell is doing a skit. And Jay is, like... on his J shit, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, we need to YouTube that.
Yeah, you can find that. That's nothing.
Yeah, for
that's
those who did, because I definitely didn't see it. So, You know what I mean? For those who haven't seen that, apparently Jay hasn't really been on Saturday Night Live, and we need to YouTube it and see what maybe we have coming for us when he comes back to Saturday Night Live. But I think he should, if he's going to go all in and be on the show, he needs to do a couple of skits.
No, but I think Jay, being Jay, is probably going to say, yo, I'll be the musical guest and not do no more skits. Like, he probably wanted to do that skit by himself.
Probably.
He did it probably because Beans and Bleak was there.
Yeah. So, no, like, Big Brother skit? Like, a fake Kanye and...
I don't know. You wanna wage a bet? What do you think?
I doubt it. Maybe, I mean...
I'll put some money up thinking that he'll do a skit.
Nah, I doubt it. Next.
Rick Ross owes DJ Vlad $300,000 now because apparently I think it was Ross or Ross's boys. They pulled a game when Game was first blowing up. He fucked up some DJ in DC.
Yep, I
remember
that.
So Rick Ross, his peoples or whoever it was, fucked up DJ Vlad.
I think we mentioned this earlier in the show, right?
Yeah, we did. Vlad sued and now Vlad got $300,000. But...
would you have taken an ass open for $300,000?
Yes. But Ross, when they asked him, they said, yo, Ross said he think it was a victory for him, not Vlad. Ross thought it was a victory for Ross.
Okay.
What do you make of this whole situation?
So he thinks it's a victory to pay $300,000 for beating somebody's ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Boss.
Boss.
So.
Boss, Ross.
I think it's fuckery.
Maybe he's thinking that, yo, you know what? I may have lost $300,000, but I fucked that nigga up. Maybe
it was well deserved.
And that he needed to get his ass whooped, is what he's probably thinking.
But from what I remember, he was just asking regular journalistic questions.
Oh, yeah, it was over an interview.
Right.
But, can Ross fight? Can Ross move? He's... fucking fat as fuck.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it wasn't him that was doing the beating up. It might have been coked out gunplay.
Okay, I don't even... Speaking of coked out gunplay...
Right.
World Star Hip Hop, one of my favorite sites, obviously. A lot of
so when did it become cool to do coke on camera?
I don't know.
When did it become cool to do coke as a hip hop artist?
I don't know.
When did it become cool to do coke as a black person? When did it become cool to do coke, period?
No, coke, period... I don't know that answer, but the three questions you asked before that are very good questions that you need to analyze. I don't know when it became cool to do coke as a rapper. You want to know who the first rapper is that I heard reference coke?
Who?
But I didn't know at the time he was referencing coke?
Who?
Beans.
I may have disagreed with that.
He did a song with Timbaland.
I remember that song.
Yeah?
But
up in the club or some shit?
Wasn't Pimp C... referencing coke from a long time ago?
Maybe, but I don't remember noticing Pimp C say it before Beans.
But I know exactly the song you're talking about.
Yeah, he did the motions in the video.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, really? But I said to myself, there's no way.
I think a lot of these...
Oh, yeah, good shit.
So that's what we do now. We just let out our bodily movements from...
Yo, man, we got new equipment, man. I can burp off mic now. It'll be all good, baby. I can fart off mic. Mic picking up on the mic, but it's all good on the mic. You know what I'm talking about?
Anyway, so I think a lot of hip-hop people probably vote.
You're right. You're probably right.
I think a lot of a lot of well-known people do coke.
But what do they call coke? The rich man's drug.
Yeah.
You're right, though. I think Pimp C been saying that.
Yeah, I
was playing with my nose.
Yeah, fucking with that nose candy.
Yeah, I think Pimp C been referencing coke. I think a lot of... you know who's been referencing cocaine? MJG.
Maybe, but I don't listen to fucking... I didn't listen to them niggas like that. I know when I was listening to Beans and I heard Beans talking that shit. Matter of fact, Beans was the first talking about all them crazy drugs. He was talking about popping pills.
Right.
Sniffing coke.
Right.
Mixing his weed with the, you know, shit they do in Philly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All of that. The leak.
Yeah, leak, yeah.
Oh, Petey Crack came home, yo.
Oh, where am I?
Petey Crack's home? Yeah, Petey just got out the other day. Petey's home, yeah.
That nigga Petey, stay in and out, son. Hopefully he come out with some crap music. You know I fuck with Petey all day. But
Petey Petey, when you see me take it easy, the sound of a greasy with sound of a buddy, and a dope it.
Remember
what you
can't stand that nigga.
Who that?
Remember we used to barbershop one time? Cutting somebody's hand was like this. Yo, I can't stand that.
Amen?
Yeah. He don't fuck with me, yo, at all. Maybe now, I don't know. But at that time.
Nah, he probably still don't.
So what else is going on?
That's it, man. It's time for EMA to fucking roll, baby.
That's about it?
That's it.
Alright, so until next time. You know what? If we did miss anything else about, you know, news that we don't gaff about.
Mm-hmm.
Always all of us.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you could matter of fact, now you can go on the website and comment on the fucking different
things
news articles and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everything that we don't give a fuck about, comment on it. Give us more ideas about things we shouldn't give a fuck about. Give us ideas about things we should give a fuck about.
Yeah, all types
comment,
of shit.
Yo, just go on the greatest motherfucking website around in this motherfucker.
Ever.
If shit pop off in this motherfucker, best believe, motherfucker, I got my motherfucking shank.
I got my shank.
Motherfucker.
If shit pop off in this motherfucker. Speaking of that motherfucker, Terry Crews.
Right.
I like his reality show.
You like him?
Good show, yeah. Good show.
You like him?
Good show.
Really?
I like his show.
Okay.
This is Excuse My Ad-Lib. You know what? Speaking of what you was just saying, I was going to say, maybe we should have like a comment box, period, on the site that niggas is going randomly.
You know what? I always comment on box.
So, anyway.
So, I don't really need that.
Yo,
my box commenting game.
Oh, God, yeah.
I keep box scores on my box comments.
So, yeah, this is Excuse My Ad-Lib. Check us out on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Check us out on fucking Facebook. But really, just go to excusemyadlib.com. That's where you can see the hub for everything that's fucking everything. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit popping, coming up. You know what I mean? Just ride with us right now. You know what I'm saying? The best thing we got going is a product. And y'all know that shit is Krills, nigga.
You know
holla.
I mean? It's like heroin in the 70s.
Yeah, it's like what Stringer had when fucking Avon was locked. He was all about that product, baby.
Just so he's talking about that Prop Joe shit.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Is before that, he wasn't about the product. He told D in the first season, like, yo, we make more money when that shit is fucked up.
Right.
And I didn't remember that. Somebody off of that blog, off of the college shit, pointed that out.
But you gotta remember, it's business, baby. Just like, you know, but you know what? When it comes to this product right here, baby, we always give you that top-notch shit. You know
that's
what I mean?
What I'm talking about. We don't cut baby. It. We don't cut it, yo.
You know what I mean? Not at all, yo. So, Excuse My Ad-Lib. Stay riding with us. It's always going to be here for you, the viewing public. Holla at your boy.
Holla back, nigga. Excuse